Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we are back. It's not a Victory Monday on the WIP afternoon show. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, Spike, and Fritz as the Eagles lose another one. Ike, how you feel, brother?
Well, first of all, listen, I haven't given out a victory yell in a whole month, it feels like.
Yeah.
That sucks. But, you know, that game last night, man, did something to me. You know, I went to bed angry last night. Took me a while to fall asleep, just trying to figure out where is this team going. I felt like I gave an impassionate, heartfelt plea yesterday.
I thought so, too.
I really felt that way, man, and I truly believed it. And this team just sucked the life out of me last night with that game. It just really did. I mean, listen, I've been on the Jalen Hurts defense team for a long time now, and proud to be on a defense team for him. He's done an awful lot, but my goodness, it's getting harder and harder to defend the play at the quarterback position. It just is. I understand it's not all his fault, but damn it, he certainly isn't helping the case, and that's what he should be doing as a quarterback. Let me just start there first, because I think that's where everything starts at with this football team, is how do you play and operate at that position? And last night, that was what Jalen's one of his, that may have been his worst game. Like, again, I know it all wasn't his fault, but the fact that you have, what, 5 turnovers?
Yeah.
You had 2 turnovers on one play. Never even seen that before.
Never happened before.
2 turnovers on one play, and it really is, it encapsulates what this season has really been all year long. The only difference now than what was happening earlier is that we're actually losing the football games. We're losing the games. And I don't want to sound redundant because it feels like I've done this the last 2 weeks about my faith in this team and what they can ultimately do is just dwindled. It has completely evaporated now. It just has. This is who they are. This is what the 2025 season is. I'm not going to sit here and try to convince myself somehow this is going to end in a way that we're all going to be happy. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that wholeheartedly right now. And they don't give me reason to believe anything differently. It's a frustrating loss. I don't know what else to add to it as far as trying to figure out a resolution. We'll talk through it. We're here to help get through this thing by talking through it. But I don't know where the answers are. I really don't. I don't know where the answers are. This has been a disappointing season. It just has. It's been a disappointing season from a team that we had high expectations for. And to play the way that they played the last 3 weeks, man, it's been embarrassing football. That's what it's been. It's been embarrassing football the last 3 weeks, and that's not becoming of a championship team with the DNA that this team has.
215-592-9494.
And I'm just getting started.
You know, there was one thing specifically that stuck out in my mind after that game. Because like you, I usually actually go to sleep pretty quick after the game. But last night I was up for about an hour and a half watching the postgame show, hearing all the interviews. And there's one thing that just kept sticking out in my head. On one side of the field, we had Justin Herbert, who was playing, who broke his hand last week, had surgery 1 week ago, had the little brace on it or whatever. But with a surgically repaired broken hand after 1 week, is getting hit, getting crushed, getting pressured, and continuing to put his body in harm's way, run the ball, make winning plays. And I'm not like a big Herbert guy. I don't think he played that great, but that was a gutty performance. That's what we have on one side. And on the other side, we have two players in Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. First, A.J., the ball in the middle of the field that Jalen threw that was high, that A.J. had an opportunity to lay out, catch the ball. He knew he was going to get hit, but made a business decision and decided to try to not catch that ball. And Jalen Hurts, every opportunity he had to run that football, he avoided any sort of contact at any point. If there were guys coming when he was running, he went right down. He crumbled. He went out of bounds rather than getting the extra couple of yards. And I thought it was illustrative of the difference between where the one team was last night and where our team was. And I don't want to condemn everybody on the Eagles, but those two guys last night, and Jalen and AJ, I thought were a good representation of what is wrong with this football team this year. They were never going to be, and it was very clear from the beginning, they were never going to be a super high-powered offense. Wasn't going to happen. We wanted it to happen, but wasn't going to happen. So they knew early on, this season's going to be a grind. It's going to take all of us. We're going to have to make compromises. We're going to have to get through it. And those two guys, both captains of the football team, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, as representatives of everyone else, have to be the guys out front saying, this is about all of us. This is about doing whatever we can to win a football game. And last night, both of those guys had an opportunity to do whatever it took to win the football game, and they chose not to. They chose not to, whether it's because they don't think the season is worth saving, they don't want to risk their numbers or their future. And look, I'm not saying that every single play, every time, you have to make a decision that puts you in harm's way. But when your season is on the brink, like it was on the brink last night, that was a night to do it. That was a night to do it. And they didn't do it. And they didn't do it. Those two guys, two captains, two leaders on the football team, both in their own ways, chose not to do it last night. They're not playing well. Jalen had a bad game. I don't think, like, I've made it clear, you know, I don't think Jalen's a real good passer. Let's put it to the side for a second. Let's put the performance to the side, because sometimes you're just going to play bad. But they made an active decision to put themselves in front of the team. And if I'm another player on that football team, if I'm Landon Dickerson going out with an injury and coming back in, if I'm Cam Jurgens, who had off-season back surgery, going out and coming back in, if I'm Lane Johnson, who's trying to come back, all those things, all those players, if I'm some of the lower guys on the totem pole that aren't making $50 million, $30 million a year, why am I putting my body in harm's way for this team when the two captains, the two high-paid representatives of the football team, won't do it?
Yeah,
won't do it. And if I'm on that defense, man, that was a defense to be proud of last night.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
yeah.
That was a defense to be proud. They played their asses off without Jalen Carter after having two straight weeks where they didn't look good.
Oh, Big Baby Davis looked good last night.
They dug deep. That team dug deep and gave the offense a chance to win. And what did they get?
Jackson looked good.
They got what? Adoree Jackson even looked good.
Yep.
They got one touchdown on a gadget play a nice little play, but a gadget play at the beginning of the third quarter. Yeah. One touchdown. And
yeah,
and
tush push.
Yeah, I was.
It was good to see Saquon in open field, though.
It was. It was exciting. Was it was nice. Definitely exciting.
Still can't run the ball.
Yeah, but like
inside, definitely we can't
no
run
cannot.
The ball.
I just thought for all of the things yeah. on the field that they do not do well this year, and there are a bunch of them
yeah.
for a bunch of reasons, if those two guys make a couple of different decisions like Justin Herbert did, maybe we sneak out of there winning the game 22 yeah. to 19 rather than losing the game.
This offense is holding this team back.
Yeah.
This offense has held this team back pretty much all year long. Sure, they've made plays at times and gave us a glimpse of what it could be, but no consistency there, right? Like, when we look at the penalties on the offensive side of the ball that constantly put you behind the sticks, that took a touchdown off the board last night, even if it was a ticky-tack call, it was still a call that was made that took the touchdown off the board to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, I need you to lay out for that first play. I need you to lay out, bro. Like, listen, we all understand your frustration, all that, but you've gotten what you wanted the last three games. I need you to lay out for that first ball. And the ball over the middle, I need you to be able to catch that ball and brace yourself for a hit. We're in a league now where they don't head hunt. If that was Ronnie Lott waiting on you to catch that ball or Brian Dawkins or Ray Lewis, I would understand that. They're not even allowed to hit you hard anymore.
And A.J. Brown's not 155 pounds.
No, he's 220 pounds.
Yeah.
225 pounds. So I need you to catch that, bro. I need you to catch that. Jalen. I mean, if there's a 300-pound guy that drops back in coverage, I understand that could kind of throw you off, but the bottom line is there was a big-ass blue jersey in front of you that you threw the ball right to him. You threw the ball right to him. And guess what? When you get a lucky bounce and he fumbled it, get your ass on the ground. Like, what are you doing? Like, he recovered the ball, and like he was about to run with it again. No, recover it and go down. And that last play to end the game, bro, dude, let me tell you, that's not what smart quarterbacks do. You can't lose the game right there on a play like that. That wasn't even some trick coverage. You've run that play, the read option throw, where you usually throw it to Goddard in the flats. They're playing a zone. The corner over there is feathering Goddard and waiting in between Dotson to prevent the first down. So take your medicine, throw the ball, and let Goddard try to run and get extra yardage. You tried to squeeze the ball in between two defenders.
And it was first down.
And it was first down, bro.
And they had the field goal in their back pocket.
The field
goal
was in your back pocket if you wanted it, even though I think they would have gone for it.
Tried to go for the win, yeah.
But it was there, though. You can't make that play. You can't do that. You can't do that. Man, this offense has been a pain in the ass all year long. Just has. And it's held the team back. Execution on the field, disgruntled players, unhappiness, setting the mood over the team. It's been this offense. And that's why we are where we are.
215-592-9494. Lead us
that's
off.
It's only one cup of coffee.
Yep. Corey in Columbus. I can tell you're revving up as we go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
You know, I debated even, you know, calling in first today.
You better call.
Yeah.
You better call.
Accountability Bunny's coming for you, too.
I got to show up today. I had to show up today.
So did I.
I got to tell y'all something, because, see, y'all got it all wrong. Jalen Hurts played terrible, right? But I'm going a different direction. I don't care if people can get mad at me. Number 11 is a bum, and I said it. This started with him. Right, the offense wasn't operating at a high level. I give you that all season, all the way back to the Cowboys game, right? But y'all notice after every game now, he want to talk. When he wasn't getting his numbers, we couldn't find his brother. Walking with his dreads down, hanging, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't find him. Now, you know, you want to talk, you want to take up for everybody. Why? Because, you know, I'm our guy that's like, whatever happened in the game, if you got a chance to win it, you know, Jalen was playing terrible. You was the guy that talked. He hit you in stride. Hey, he hit you. We would have won the game. The dagger. Your ass dropped it, right? You playing soft. But hold on. I thought you want your target. We giving you targets. You notice the offense changed because they be cast open. Goddard be open. Devontae be open. But Hurts be forcing the ball to this guy. I wonder why. Everybody, we want him to throw the ball in the middle of the field. That's what we wanted. I don't think we want that no more.
No, we don't want that no
more. We don't want that no more.
Nah,
let's go back to the outside. Because last night, when that showed me, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is you doing, bro? That's the worst game you ever played. Probably high school. Like you just throwing the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude's right there. Receivers can't catch. Smitty, like, you my guy. You dropping passes. You know what I'm saying? How we lose a game? We've been saying all season, Saquon go off. We're passing. AJ 100 yards, Goddard 80, Saquon 100, we lose. Like, what? This team is a joke. My confidence is gone. I don't care. Me, lose the rest of the year. Don't beat the Raiders, because that ain't going to say nothing to me. Lose to them, lose to the Commanders. I don't care if it's Mariota,
no.
Daniels, lose to them.
No, Josh we can't
Allen,
lose out.
Y'all's ass. We're balling. Like, I want this to hit rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Because I want things to get done, because I don't want no false hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to think, you know what I'm saying, something's going to happen. So I don't want none of that. I want y'all to get obliterated. I want them to lose. And I ain't rooting for them to lose. Obviously, I want them to win. But what I'm saying is, just go ahead and lose. Because y'all quit.
I know what you're saying.
Y'all already quit. You know what I'm saying? The defense, pay Jordan Davis, right? Jalen Carter out. Jordan Davis show up. You know what I'm saying? Guy said he can't rush the passer. He's showing up. You got N'Kobe Dean balling.
Oh my God.
Balling. Defense, we had five turnovers, and we could have walked away with the victory. But y'all on offense, the high pay. You know what? I'm going to need some of that money. See, they lucky I never made it pro.
I'm
going to talk. So I'm going to be like, AJ, yo, I'm going to need some of that money that you collect after the game. It would have been real problems in the locker room with me. I would have been a TO guy. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting my ass on the line, giving y'all opportunity after opportunity. My quarterback turning the ball over left and right, the wide receiver. But you, the top paid guy, the guy with a C on his chest, you want to beat your chest. I'm the man. But you soft as cotton, bruh. You caught the CD Lambs at the worst time ever. We need you to show up, win the game. You supposed to be the all-star player. You know what I'm saying? And you dropping passes when we need you most.
Yeah.
This started with him.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. He ran his mouth using me, not using me. Before we went into the bye, we had two of the best offensive games, right or wrong.
Right.
He cried going into the bye, using me, not you. We talked about it for a week. All the podcasts, shit show, all the stuff he said that was on, all that stuff.
I don't know what he said.
And then.
Did you get that buzz?
We fell apart because of that guy, the captain.
Yeah.
But, I said, lose the rest of the games, y'all. Y'all don't want to show. Y'all ain't got no heart. I holler at y'all.
All right.
All right, see. Yeah.
Well, it started with AJ, but it kept going because they didn't do anything about it.
Yep.
And instead of.
I almost added to it.
Yeah. And but also, yeah. Corey's phone took a real big step back.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to point it out.
Well, he was so upset, so I decided to let it go. But the beeps are back, and it's really in line with how they played last night, especially his guy. And it was a very good deflection. He did do the which I call the Jack Fritz, the blame your guy very quickly
first,
and then blame everybody else.
You are sickening because you pretend like you don't do it with Embiid.
Look, what.
Everything
was
you,
point,
all you do,
point.
All you do now
well,
is reflect on me.
No, I did a 10-minute.
And you know
minute,
what? I take it.
I did a 10-minute thing.
Yeah, 215.
About get Embiid out of here.
Nah, I'm not talking about the last week when you finally opened your eyes.
All
I'm
right.
talking about in the last couple of postseasons. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I hear you. We all do it.
We do.
That's what we do for our guys.
Well, the Eagles made a mistake this year. They made a mistake by not shutting down the AJ stop.
And they pretty much not chose AJ, but they validated what AJ was. AJ was complaining about the offense.
Yeah.
They
didn't
say, knock. They basically said, we agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They agreed with everyone, it seems like.
Yep.
In pinning it on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. 215-592-9494. Nick in Riverside. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
Not good, Nick.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm calling in because I feel like you got to give Tanner McKee his his option to take that spot in the offseason. Am I right or wrong?
Well, quarterback controversy?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, in the offseason, at the rate a ridiculous question I would have thought this was a month ago, well, that's slowly turning at the way this season is going right now. And if it ends this way, I don't think you do anything in season. What's his name?
Nick.
Yeah, I don't think you do anything in season. I think you show Jalen enough respect for what he's done to let him finish the season out regardless of how it ends. Now, you get to the end of the season, it's over, and you want to reevaluate that position moving forward. I think all those things are on board. I don't know how it can't be, right, on board. So as much as I think it's crazy that you would do this a year after a guy won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, if you just think about his play the last 3 years, how much better has it gotten since 2022? Like, if you think about where he was in 2022 and then you take 23, 24, and this year into consideration, how much better has his play gotten since 2022?
Well, and the
not
truth,
much.
The truth is, when you look at last year versus – I know how bad it feels this year.
Yeah.
When you look at the – and we've all watched
the same play.
The numbers are almost – he has the same touchdown rate, the same interception rate. His completion percentage is a little bit down.
Right.
His sack rate is actually down. He's actually taking less sacks. Like, when you look at this year versus last year, there's just not that much difference in his play. He's the same guy. It is they are not getting an otherworldly performance from Saquon Barkley. And, Nick, to your point and what Ike was saying, as you look forward – yes, he won the Super Bowl last year, but we're all looking forward. Do you think that you can build a football team again that can make up for his inadequacies moving forward? Or do you think he can fix them? And those are hard questions. It's a hard question to say, are you going to have the best running back of all time again?
Right.
It's a hard question to say, hey, these things that you haven't been able to do for the large part of your career, that you're just going to come back and be able to do them. You're beating your head against the wall if you're doing that. Now, whether Tanner McKee is the answer, I don't think any of us know. We've seen him play in limited way. Obviously, the team thinks a lot about him. But they will have to think about what is their plan moving forward, because he's going to want to get paid again, you know, and they're going to have to decide whether they want to do it. So,
and I think in the off season, you have to think about that and maybe see what you can get from Tanner McKee in playing wise. Looking at him in the preseason, he's always been the two games that he did play. Tanner McKee, I believe he was 30 for 45 with a 60.
Oh yeah, he looks great. No, he looks
rating.
Good. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
And body type. This man is huge as well. He's a big boy. Young.
Yeah.
He's tall.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We hear you. We hear you.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Nick.
Only problem is that he wouldn't just be playing for a game. He would be playing the entire season.
Yeah, the tough part about them is all they have really is preseason and what they see in practice.
Yep.
They haven't had the opportunity we haven't had a stretch of Jalen's out for four games, Tanner's the prime backup, Tanner plays for four games, and you have a better sense. They'd be going in blind to a certain extent. Even Jalen had the opportunity to play in some football
games. I agree.
You know,
and then they gave him the next year.
Yes.
You know, I mean, when they moved on from Carson, they gave him that next year.
And then even after that year, they weren't sold.
That was the Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson offseason. That I think some of us certainly got behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of us.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. You can find a retailer near you at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up next,
defense played great last night.
They did play great.
58 made another play.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen, between him, Coop, Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Quinyon he's a damn. That is Quinyon Amobe over there.
Yeah.
He's only going to throw the ball over to his side. Even Adoree Jackson played well last night.
Marcus Epps came out of nowhere all of a sudden.
All of a sudden it didn't. No, it didn't feel like when Crash is back there, you don't know what the hell is
yes.
going to happen.
You're like, you didn't even hear about Marcus Epps, which is much better.
Positive. Yes.
Just do your job.
Yeah.
Just do your job.
So coming up next, we'll get to your calls also. Jackie Football. We will hear Jack's take from last night. We owe it to him.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what being a professional is about? I'll tell you, as a professional. It's about superior performance. That's why I believe in Bradford White. That's why I believe in their water heaters. They'll deliver you superior performance. What is superior performance about with a water heater? What is professional grade about with a water heater? Well, it's reliable hot water in your home or your business anytime you want it. It's lasting an awful long time because when you replace something in your home or your business, something like a water heater, you don't want to have to do it for a while. And that's what Bradford White gives you. Reliable hot water whenever you need it. Gives you it's going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. It gives you the performance you expect and you deserve. Built to be the best. That is Bradford White. So when your water heater is not reliable anymore, right? I'm not telling you to go willy-nilly replace it, but when it's time, I need you to remember the two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com and find a pro near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 230 Tupac, 530 Creed, 330 Country.
Yep.
We got them all. Got them all.
Living down L.A. Wow.
So
They died.
They died. We had California Love yesterday and to live and die in L.A. today. So, Jackie Football.
Uh-huh.
Your thoughts after last night's game?
It's been a good 12 hours. So here's my one thing, is that I think we're in the middle of the Jalen Hurts tailspin. I think it's already started. I think, you know, I could have said that this is the beginning of the end of Jalen in Philly. But I actually think we're right in the middle of it. I think that it has already started, and last night was one we're going to look back on, just like we look back at Carson in 2020 and say that that was one of those games where we knew. It's only we're in the process of this happening, but when he doesn't have the best defense, the best offensive line, the best running back, he's just not a guy that you can put the game on and say, go win it. And I actually thought last night, to the offensive coach's credit, I thought they were pretty creative. I thought they changed some things up. They did more crossing routes that everyone's been wanting. They did more motion. And you know what happened? Is Jalen showed the world why they cannot do that stuff. Why they have to run a simple offense. That is what he showed last night. So whether it's in the offseason or at the end of next year, I think we're in the middle of the Jalen Hurts tailspin. The Eagles don't have the guys back. Troy Aikman spent 3 hours crushing him. I mean, every little thing Jalen did wrong. Whereas a month ago, he was praising Jalen. I mean, for the Packers game, he was saying, he reminds me of me, you know? All of a sudden, within a month, and probably some production meetings, he's pointing out every little thing that he does wrong. They're setting it up. They're setting it up. And last night, I think the coaches showed the world why they have to run such a simple offense. Because he can't run the super complex stuff that people want. They want the McVay offense. Can't do it. Can't do it. And when you have the best talent around him, it's fine. But when it's not perfect, this is what you get. I was surprised by the turnovers last night. They were brutal. Could have been six if that one didn't get overturned, but also AJ should have caught the ball. Disappointing effort. There's other issues here, of course, you know, the want to, but he's been the biggest issue, and last night was that issue coming to a head.
I only disagree with one part of what you said, and very good. I don't think he's been the biggest issue.
Well, what would you say?
And I've said that.
What do you think?
The biggest issue has been they can't run the football. I'm not saying he's not a problem,
right?
And he hasn't played well, but they won without the passing game being efficient.
Sure.
Like, they actually literally won the Super Bowl
that
way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you bench Jalen at any point this season or ride it out? So what do you think the response is today?
I would say no.
Yeah, ride it out.
Yeah, ride it out.
What do you think the percentage is?
Well, today it's probably somewhere in those 60 to 30-something range. So let's go 66% say yes.
So it's 50. It's 60-40. 60% say ride it out. Okay. 40% say bench him.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, the issue touches on one of the things that Jack said about – like the beginning of the end, or however you phrased it, is they have to be right in both ways. So if you decide you move on, forget about the benching this year. I think that's dangerous, especially if you want to trade him. Like, I think you have a better chance of getting through this year, saving face a little bit, and then making a decision in the offseason.
And I think it would be, not to cut you off, but it would be categorically disrespectful to do it, considering what he's done, in his time here,
and I don't think unless you know you're moving.
This guy is an Eagle, great. He's going to be in your Hall of Fame and everything else.
Yes,
like you can just let him finish out the season, and if it's bad, it's bad. Then you make your decision.
Absolutely, 100%. So what I'm saying is not about right now; it's about the off season.
Yeah.
So you have to be right in two ways. If you decide to move on, you better be right, because you're moving on from a quarterback you know you have won with, a quarterback you know has been to two Super Bowls and won one. And in the case of Tanner McKee, you're making the decision to go with somebody who does not have a resume, right? You could have obviously, we saw what happened with Deshaun Watson. We saw what happened with Russell Wilson. But if you're going to go and make a decision about those guys, like those guys had resumes at the time, though both neither one of them would have worked out. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing you better be right about. The second thing, if you decide not to move on, you better be right this isn't the beginning of the end. Because sometimes with quarterbacks, like, it just goes and it never comes back. We saw it with Carson.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Kaepernick went from one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL to getting pulled for Blaine Gabbert.
Yep.
You know, and you could look at Kaepernick's numbers that year, and he had 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. He completed 60% of his passes. But they knew, I think it was Chip at the time, right? It was Chip Kelly at the time that was the quarterback, was the head right. coach of the Niners.
Because I was going to say, Harbaugh would have never done that. Because he was Harbaugh's guy.
Right. He was because he benched Alex
yeah,
Smith he benched, to do it.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that because I didn't know who was the head coach.
Yeah, it was Chip.
Okay.
And but then like you
but he was right.
Putting the political stuff aside,
sure. yep.
I think it just went and it never came back mm-hmm. again. And if they decide to stay, that's why it's such a confounding decision to make. Because either way you go, there is danger. Believe it or not, I think there's danger in sticking with him if this is the beginning of the end. If he does not have the ability to fix what is wrong, if you don't have the ability to put the infrastructure around him to succeed, then you are setting yourself up for a season next year that could be a disaster.
Right.
If you do make the decision and the choice that you go with is not a good choice, then you just moved on from your franchise quarterback. So they better know, you know, whether it is stick with him, whether it's go away from him, they better know. I do not have a ton of faith in him moving forward, but also I love the idea of Tanner McKee, like all backup mm-hmm. quarterbacks, but mm-hmm. I don't know what the reality of Tanner McKee is.
And this roster is built to win now.
Yes.
You know, you're going to have to make some real decisions coming up here in the next year or two. With some of these young players as to whether or not you're giving them long-term deals. Are you keeping guys like AJ, Smitty, Saquon at some point, right? The offensive line, I don't know how feasible it is to keep 4 offensive linemen that you pay nearly $20 million or more to all of them or close somewhere around there. The financial scale is so heavily weighted towards the offense that your actual best young talent is on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
What do you do about that moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And last thing on that is even if they decide to move on from him, the Eagles need Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, all need to have some self-reflection and a heart-to-heart about how the quarterback is treated in public by his teammates and by the organization if things aren't going well. Mm-hmm. Because going to the backup quarterback is a fun idea for everyone until that guy's not playing well.
Right.
And what we cannot see, because it shows you what can happen, teams are not going to survive when the quarterback of the franchise is undermined publicly, publicly by name, like mm-hmm. with AJ, or with leaks behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's just not how a healthy organization operates. Like the Kansas City Chiefs, who, you know, we thought we might be at one point, that season's falling apart. I don't hear anything.
Right.
I don't hear anything about Patrick Mahomes isn't the guy from them. I don't hear anything about Travis Kelce being over the hill from them. I don't hear anything about Andy Reid made a stupid decision to go for it on 4th down from them. Mm-hmm. That like they're falling apart with class. Mm-hmm. And like the way that this has been handled with Jalen. Again, not a Jalen defender here, but knowing that you just can't have a successful franchise and a successful season if you allow things to happen like this. You can't do it. Because yeah. then what happens when the next guy's not playing well?
And you got to anticipate stuff like this happening, and you have to anticipate how you're going to handle it.
Yes.
You just do. You don't win every year in the NFL. All these star quarterbacks go through rough spots. They don't all start to get leaks out about them and the players saying stuff and all of this. So we're the only ones who seemingly have drama around us when stuff like this happens.
Two quick comparisons. Buffalo, they had Stephon Diggs, who obviously didn't like Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. They decided,
that's our quarterback. We don't want that guy, even if he's talented. Yep. And the second thing, I don't think it's a total accident, is Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa. So Tua's not that good. Tyreek Hill is a fantastic talent. Tyreek Hill gets hurt, and it's not one-to-one, but all of a sudden, that football team, when no one's complaining
looks
publicly,
better,
when there's not a division within the locker room, all of a sudden, that team who can't score, you know, scoring 21 points a game, is now 6-7 and is in the playoff hunt and has won, I think, four straight games with a coach that everybody thought was dead meat just because you don't have that chaos happening in the locker room. This is a hard way to win when everybody in the locker room knows that you were around, you know, like when everybody in the locker room knows that the quarterback and the wide receiver dislike each other so much that they can't control this part of it, you know?
Yeah. And I was around for the beginning of that.
The beginning of it. Yes. Not the worst part.
I always say, I was hit with the good T.O.
Yeah. Wouldn't have happened if you had stayed. All right. 215-592-9494. Mike in Plymouth. You're on WIP. Is that Plymouth Meeting, Mike, or just Plymouth?
It's Plymouth Meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
No,
it's not your fault.
Listen, guys. Just wanted to – everything that I wanted to talk about, like, from your opening statement is, like, everything that I wanted to say. So – what I'll do is, I had another point, like exactly what you're saying about Jalen Hurts. If there's not perfection around him, he can't win. You made the statement earlier about, like, you know, he had chances to win, and it looked like he didn't give the effort, or, you know, the bad decisions with the interception, with, you know, on first down. Like, I'm not an NFL quarterback. I love football. I love the Eagles, but you don't make that throw, like, on first down. Now, what happened throughout the game, I know missed field goals, you know, turnovers, everything. All that being said, plays a part, you know, in the outcome of the game. But at the same time, the offense, you had the ball in your hands with the chance to win the game. And not even with a touchdown. You could have just, you didn't run the clock down. You didn't force San Diego to take a timeout. You threw two plays where you threw the ball twice. Ran the clock down where you wouldn't even
at least one run
time to get in field goal range. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That was
Spike. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's idiotic.
It was idiotic. Like, but I'm saying is this, like, Hudson, like, you as the head coach, how do you do that? Like, you know, that's like it's like go football 1-on-1. There's no excuse for that. You can't do that. Like, you can't. You know, you got the game on. You're already in field goal range. You know, just go on the clock. Yeah. Sometimes it's like the best thing. You don't even need, like, in a game where you're playing from behind. So I don't even need no more points. I just can run the clock down, kick the field goal, and end the game. Run two plays, take a delay a game, go back 5 yards, kick the field goal, and end it. So that being said, with Jalen going forward, you know, can he win? You know, and I'm just going to make a point, and I don't have much time, and you guys tell me what you think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now, going forward, with you him saying he doesn't have perfection around him, he can't be that guy. Or you said in your statement, him not, you know, Herbert, hurt, this, that, running. He did kill them. In the end, Jalen, you're the superstar. You're the quarterback. Like, you know, you're supposed to make these plays, and like, you're not supposed to throw that interception. So going forward, you know, ride with him. But they should beat the Raiders, and if they beat the Raiders and they make a big deal, okay, they beat the Raiders, you know. And yesterday everybody was saying, like, oh, well, I mean, if it wasn't for this defense all year, the Eagles would probably not even be in first place, you know, with the Rams game, with the block field goals. You name me a game when this offense has put a consistent game together, a four-quarter game. Now, I'm not saying you have to score 15, 20 points in every quarter, but when have they put a game where they have just put a game together as an offense? You know, they're not complimentary football.
Once or twice?
Giants and Vikings.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to take
it. No. It's cool, Mike. I appreciate the call. It's the Giants and the Vikings teams. Those are the two. The Giants was awesome. That was when we thought, you know, had 200-yard rushers. Jalen played well, and that was coming off the perfect quarterback rating game from Jalen.
Yep.
He brought it up. We were going to talk about it later. The decision at the end of the first half to throw the ball twice, like, you are already in easy field goal range at that point, 45-yard field goal range. All you have, your job at that point is to force the Chargers to use all their timeouts and get past the 2-minute warning.
Yes.
By throwing two incompletions, you do neither of those things. So now the Chargers have the 2-minute warning when they get the ball back, and they have one of their timeouts, and they have an offense which had only scored one touchdown. That offense.
Yeah, they only scored one touchdown last.
On the first drive.
Yep.
On the first drive. Everything else was, and Herbert fumbled and lost it once, fumbled it, didn't lose it another time because of his hand. He was pressured on 68% of his dropbacks, and you're talking about a drive they would have had where he would have had a drop back every single time because they wouldn't have had a timeout and they wouldn't have had the 2-minute warning.
And you
chose to throw, and that, the, even if you give me, and you just said it, even if you give me the throw to AJ because it was a great throw and he should have had it, what is the screen to Devontae Smith? What, they don't run wide receiver screens well anyway. So if your goal is just to get 4 yards or 3 yards or something, first of all, you're pulling your field goal kicker to the left hash instead of having it in the center, and you're risking both an interception and an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Run the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Make them take their time out.
And that wide receiver screen, I don't know if it's worked all year.
It doesn't work. It never works.
We don't block well on the edges.
No.
I don't know. And we got a Jake Elliott problem.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't really like to talk about the kicker, and I'm not going to sit here and blame him for losing the game, but my goodness, there's been times this year where he's put us in difficult situations where he didn't help the situation. He may have even caused more of an issue, like missing an extra point. So now you got to go for two instead of it being a tie game. Missing field goal kicks that indoors. Like, you got to make, like, Jake Elliott, you can't be part of the problem, bro, coming off of last year.
And
you didn't have a great year last year.
No. And we're talking about an era where field goal kickers have never been more dependable and better. Like, where a 60-yard field goal is not a gimme, but it's also not – it's what a 50-yard field goal used to be.
Yeah.
And that guy on that other team showed you, Dicker, that guy did every kick.
Should have kept.
I was shooting Kevin.
Dick or the kicker?
No, we won two Super Bowls with Jake.
Yeah.
Dicker could have done that.
I don't know. Could he?
I don't know.
215-592.
No pressure in LA.
215-592-9494. Dan in the Poconos. You're on WIP. What's up, Daniel?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? I'm a big Hurts fan, just to let you know up front.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Still good. You can't hear me? I'm sorry.
No, we can
hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
I thought Hurts is pretty good. I just think that, like you said, if he doesn't have a great offensive line and a good running game, he's just an average quarterback. So you see how good he does when he has a good offensive line. And when he feels trust and faith that he can run and not have to worry about getting hit from behind or getting hit from the side because his offensive line was always there. Now he doesn't have that. So now he gets to the point where he gets rushed. I just think he tries too hard. He wants to win so bad. Yeah. And then trying to force the ball to AJ because AJ cries so much.
Daniel, I got to have an intervention with you here.
He wants it.
So this is me and you, man. We're together. We're not on the radio. It's just me and you. We're talking. It's like a therapy session. You think Jalen's problem is that he tries too hard?
I just think he wants to win so bad that he does bad decisions because he just wants to win so bad.
Yeah.
And okay, let's say
he doesn't have the pieces in front of him. How do you expect him to win?
Let's say that's correct in some psychotic world where he wants to win so badly he makes bad decisions. Is that the sort of guy that you want as your franchise quarterback?
Well, I want
a guy that can't handle
the team to make it better so he has better weapons so he doesn't.
Well, it's hard to do when he's making $51 million. This is what you do when you pay a quarterback that kind of money, is he's supposed to clear up some of your
better weapons,
your flaws.
They have a $20 million. They have the highest
highest
paid running back in the NFL. Look, no, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Daniel. The reason he doesn't want to run isn't because he's scared of somebody from catching him from behind. It's because he doesn't want physical contact and he doesn't want the backup quarterback to get in there and look good. I don't know what to tell you. He hasn't run all year.
Well, thank you for your comments, and I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me talk.
Very positive.
There you go.
He's
go,
a nice
Spike.
Guy.
You bullied that poor guy.
I wasn't trying to bully him. I try to be nice to him. He isn't good because he's trying too hard? He wants to win too badly?
No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
I'm sorry. And if that were the case, that is an actual flaw. That's an actual flaw. If you can't play well because you want to win so badly, that is also a problem.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Right? This is the thing with Jalen moving forward. The Eagles know what he is at the quarterback position.
Yes.
Physically. They understand that. I think that's why they put the team around him offensively that they have built around him. And they've done it not because they feel like he's capable of putting the team on his back. I think they've done it because they appreciated the intangibles he brought to the table as a quarterback and as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Moving forward, you're going to have to ask yourself, how much do you still believe in those intangibles? And do you want to move forward building a team around him, bringing in a coordinator that can coach around some of his deficiencies as a quarterback? Because I firmly believe this. He is what he is as a quarterback. He may get a little better in this area or that area, but physically he is what he is. Mentally, he is who he is as a quarterback. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to become this daring thrower over the middle of the field and trying to fit it into tight windows and all of those types of things. So from an organizational standpoint, you're going to have to say, do we want to continue moving forward with this?
Yeah.
And trying to build a team this way?
Can we do it?
Yeah, we love what we have with him as a quarterback. Even the shortcomings, now we got to figure out a way to build the team around him. And maybe that does mean, you're going to have to pay two wide receivers. But what you can't do is lessen the talent around him and then expect him to carry the team.
Because he's not that kind of player.
Yeah, it's just not what he is. I think the Eagles know that.
That they would have to.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 215-592-9494. Reacting to last night's crushing Eagles loss to the Chargers in overtime. Coming up next, we will talk about a little bit of good news, or is it, with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow,
or is it? That is coming up next. We're at Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.